right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! Hey! How's it going?
That is so fake.
I'm just tired.
We should open by saying that this is take three of this program.
I just don't understand. It's been so long.
Technical difficulties are plaguing OG tonight. And
I just need to go home and get some sleep.
Well, then let's get through it, sir. It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 202, Harry Potter Jedi Knight. And, of course, we're going to call it that because I was able to get to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Celebration 5, both in Orlando, Florida, this past weekend. And we'll be talking more about those events in Seg 2.
Right.
But before we get to that, we should say, of course, you can go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Check out everything we're doing over there. Episodes each and every week. Photo galleries for those episodes. Studio V's, there's some Celebration 5 videos that will also be coming up shortly on there as well. Our brand new GVM line, we're calling it the GVM line, Geek Voicemail Line.
Right, fan of this show, name that. We'd like to thank that guy again, Mike
yes.
from Long Island.
Mike from Long Island, thank you. And you can go over there, it's 425-920-6050. And you can leave a message over there about anything, something you'd like to hear us talk about, something we did talk about that you have some comments on or additional information or some corrections, because we all know, you know, OG makes mistakes from time to time. Just saying.
Sometimes.
Just saying. You can do that over there as well. You can also visit our message boards for each and every episode and talk about them, talk about how, you know, crappy the show is.
Sure.
And so
you
on.
You hate
so
us, forth. You love us.
Yeah, go right ahead, hate. Who doesn't? OG's hating it right now, I can tell you that. A little frustrated?
A little bit.
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
All right, let's move into the news for tonight.
Oh, God.
Again.
Can't talk about these things anymore.
Looney Tunes.
You're all punchy now.
This is going to be one of those episodes, folks.
Yes. Something about Looney Tunes?
Yes. Looney Tunes, Warner Brothers, is going to be a hybrid Bugs Bunny slash Looney Tunes film.
Another one? Oh, boy.
This is not going to be like Back in Action or what was that basketball one with Michael Jordan?
Oh, my God. I can't even remember.
Space Jam?
It's Space Jam. That's what it was.
This is not
going to
be Space Jam. This is going to be more like the new and up-and-coming Yogi movie. CGI-ish.
Oh, well, actually, you know, people are always asking me where I stand on this, OG, so... Everybody keeps asking me, so this is where I stand. You know, Warner Brothers cartoons for me, Bugs Bunny and company and so on, they ended in, like, the early 50s, like the real early 50s. It was the 30s, 40s, and 50s, folks, and that was it. After that, they got into the late 50s, early 60s, which were terrible, the 70s, which were embarrassing, and the 80s, which were outright strange, with such fantastic films as 1001 Rabbit Tales and Daffy Duck's Fantastic Island, which was a sad ripoff of Fantasy Island with Mr. Rourke and Tattoo, but with old footage from 40s cartoons with new fronts and backs done by the same Mel Blanc 40 years later, trying to do character voices the same after 40 years and failing miserably. The only bright spot in the whole thing was that, was it in the late 80s or early 90s, Tiny Toons came along. They at least had a relationship with those older characters and were entertaining. They're very well directed. They were clever. They were funny. They weren't stupid. And a lot of people, including myself, enjoyed them. They, of course, transitioned or prepared us for great cartoons from Warner like Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain and so on and so forth. So I have to say again, Bugs Bunny and company, they were done in the early 50s. Any movies or anything else is ridiculous at this point. It's over. Move on to new characters. You can't revitalize these characters. They're classics. The moment has come, and it's just over. And that is where I stand.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's where I stand on that. People always ask me.
Do they ask you where you stand?
So
I don't see you standing very often. That should be where I sit.
Is that a fat joke?
It might be a fat joke.
Wow. Pretty rough.
Punchy.
You still can't get a hold of it, can you?
Terminator.
Oh, is this the animated series?
This is the animated series. That
it's almost like the first time I've ever heard of it.
That was born and killed in 2 days.
Ah, yes.
So Hanover House thought they had the rights to do an animated series. I think it's Warner Brothers said, yeah, probably not so much. Hanover House announced that they were doing an animated series, and the next day there was a cease and desist issue.
There was a cease and desist.
Yes.
Having some drinks between the bad takes of this show?
I feel like I'm drinking, yes.
Well, look, at this point, with regards to Terminator, nobody gives a crap. The only way Terminator could possibly be saved in any way or shape or form is if a good director wanted to do it, Christian Bale wanted to do it, and the movie was actually about John Connor. It's the only way the Terminator franchise is going to be saved at this point. They blew it big time with that whole Sam Worthington crap.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very sad. There was a lot of room to breathe, a lot of stories to tell, and they just blew it.
There's nothing else to say there. I mean, we could talk about the Captain America leaked set crap.
Yes.
That came out today. I don't even want to talk about
it.
Leaked. Nobody cares. It's a tank covered in a tarp.
Uh-huh.
It's a stage with a flag.
Like a USO stage.
And some of that.
Bunting. They call that
red,
patriotic
blue,
bunting.
Red, white, and blue.
Bunting. It's bunting.
I was going to say something bad.
Try to spit
it
out.
I stopped.
Yeah, but you know, these days.
We're so desperate. Everybody wants a leak. Uh-huh. Everybody wants a scoop. Every site is trying to beat each other. And everybody is so desperate for any tidbit
of
information,
that's why they'll print any piece of information.
That this garbage that years ago, no one would blink twice at.
Oh, yeah.
Just, who cares?
Nobody cares. I got a couple of pieces of news.
All right, go for it.
These will be news to you.
No, they won't.
World of Warcraft, the Cataclysm Collector's Edition is announced. So the next expansion for the World of Warcraft MMORPG XYZ is called Cataclysm. It deals with a giant dragon named Deathwing who is in suspension or prison or something in Azeroth, which is the planet on which this all Warcraft thing takes place, right? Or one of them or something.
Right.
And he breaks free. He renders Azeroth nearly unrecognizable is what they're saying.
Turns it upside down.
Yes.
He tears it asunder.
So all the places that you may be familiar with, if you ever played World of Warcraft, are going to look different. So there's going to be fire and pits and all sorts of danger and stuff happening. That's what Cataclysm is going to be. What you're going to get in the Collector's Edition, like all of their Collector's Editions, including the one we recently discussed on this program, which was the StarCraft II Collector's Edition, giant box full of great stuff. Of course it's going to include the Art of the Cataclysm art book, featuring 176 pages of never-before-seen images from the archives of Blizzard Entertainment, Cinematics Department, World of Warcraft Development Team, lots of progressive visuals and sketches and things. Terrific. All these books have been fantastic. I have all of them. They're really terrific. I even have ones, like, before I was a fan, I got some of these books.
Yeah, because I hear you.
The artwork's really tremendous. I've always liked the cinematics and the story line, more or less. Also going to include the now norm, you must have it, the exclusive in-game pet. He may not be a breaker of worlds just yet, but little Deathwing will proudly accompany heroes on their struggle to save Azeroth from his much, much larger counterpart. So, you know, these are like the little vanity pets. You know,
yeah,
they don't really do much for you.
They're just kind of for show.
Yeah, just for show. But they're nice, though. I like them. Behind-the-scenes DVD with over an hour of developer interviews and commentaries, as well as a special, this is cool, Warcraft retrospective on the history of the Warcraft universe. Now, that's really cool because that goes all the way back to the beginning. And they have had a sort of consistent storyline since the very first Warcraft game, which was just like an RTS, more or less. You know?
Yeah.
OG, you with me?
RTS.
Are you nodding off, sir?
I'm falling asleep.
The soundtrack will feature 10 new epic tracks from Cataclysm. Also, a special edition mouse pad depicting Deathwing menacing the ravaged continents of Azeroth. World of Warcraft trading cards, including a 60-card starter deck from the new series Wrathgate, which I don't think is out yet. I think it probably comes out right around the time of this, I suspect.
Right.
Two extended art cards, two collector's edition exclusive hero cards, marking the first appearance of Goblin and Worgen heroes in the trading card game.
Okay.
So, and this is a good point also to bring up about Cataclysm. The Goblins and Worgen, both races, have been featured in Goblins since the beginning. Worgen, I think, only since Wrath of the Lich King-ish or Burning Crusade, one of them.
Goblins?
Yeah, no, Worgen.
Oh, Worgen, yeah, I think.
Oh, one of the last two.
I think it might be Lich King, but I'm not
okay.
sure.
Well, one of the last two are now playable races. You can now create a Goblin character and a Worgen character. Worgen, by the way, werewolves, essentially. Humans who turn into werewolves. And the transformation sequence is awesome. You can probably Google it on YouTube and see it. I think it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to make a Worgen
character.
So
the Worgen are allies and the Goblins are Horde?
Correct.
Is that correct?
And these Goblins that are Horde are actually a splinter faction of Goblins that go
These
with,
are not the neutral, because if those of you know, Goblins are
neutral. Right, and these are one. This is a splinter faction of Goblins that go with the Horde,
right?
Rather than being neutral, and the Worgen, of course, are humans, but they're unfortunately cursed with this werewolf business.
Right.
I can't even tell you. I'm looking forward so much to making a Worgen. You have no idea. You out now?
I think so.
Totally.
It's been almost a year since I've played.
But are you going to go back for Cataclysm at all?
I don't know. I don't know that it's enough to draw me in. I mean, it looks awesome, but I'm not feeling it.
You want
we'll
to
see.
You want to sell me your character?
We'll see.
Well, speaking of selling stuff, sir, maybe we should keep our. If you do sell me your character, I think you should keep it maybe a little quiet, because Blizzard is cracking down on people screwing with their game. This week, they won a case against an organization known as Scape Gaming, which was operating and charging players for access to a set of World of Warcraft emulator servers. So just to, you know, kind of explain that a little bit, this company, Scape Gaming, somehow cracked Warcraft, copied it, put it on their own server, created their own rule set. You know, if they didn't like stuff, they changed it, allowed people to come on, pay for it, and play Warcraft in a setting that they control.
That's so messed up.
Rather than Blizzard. That is so fucked up.
You can't charge people to do that.
You can't even do that.
I know.
You can't do that for free.
I know, but, you know, to a certain degree, I think that it would have been, I mean, not that they wouldn't have gone after them, but certainly maybe the penalties would have been less.
Right.
If they weren't making profit off of it.
This follows, of course, the successful suit against MDY Industries last year, who created that World of Warcraft cheating program. It was like a scripting program.
It was like
program.
A scripting slash macro program.
Yeah.
You know what was legal to do in Galaxies?
In Galaxies?
Yeah, not in
not
Warcraft.
So legal in Warcraft, right. But these people were also successfully sued by Blizzard, and it's just another sign of, hey, Blizzard, you don't mess with World of Warcraft, or Blizzard's going to come after you and kick your ass. Now, let's put it in perspective. Not everybody's out there doing emulators. Not everyone out there is creating script cheats. But you know what a lot of people are doing? They're buying and selling gold.
Right.
And that's illegal. And
correct.
If you get caught buying or selling gold,
they ban your ass.
You're out. Yeah, you're out for good, even. Like, you don't even get, like, a suspension. You're just out.
See ya.
Yeah, that's screwed
Thanks
up
for all
too.
That time you put in.
Korean gold Bye. Farms. I heard they're cracking down. I would not screw with Blizzard. So, look, if you're going to play World of Warcraft, play it straight. You know what I mean? Get your own fucking gold. Don't go and buy this shit, man. People are going to get, you know, booted. And
yeah,
Cataclysm's coming, and it sounds really awesome. Worgen. I mean, this is not the time to fuck around. Just saying.
It happens.
Just saying.
All right.
And with that, I guess OG would very much like us to take a break.
Our eighth break.
And is it eight?
I don't even know. I lost count after six.
A lot of breaks. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 202, Harry Potter Jedi Knight.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Johnny Blaze, no one has ever attempted such a distance before. 300 feet from field goal to field goal. What's going through your mind right now?
You look really good.
Hey, this is Ava Mendez from Ghost Rider, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Step.
Let's ride.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 202, Harry Potter and the Dark Jedi.
Oh, come on.
Jedi
come
Knight.
On.
I don't know.
You know, if you hadn't done this like six times before,
I'm
it would
punchy.
Be funny. It's Harry Potter, Jedi Knight.
Oh, I was close.
And we're going to talk about why it's called that, of course, in a little while. But let's do some business first, sir.
Okay.
Remind everybody, of course, they can go over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, get the Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcast each and every week. You can also look at photo galleries, be active in our message boards, see some brand new Studio Vs, and some special Celebration 5, Star Wars Celebration 5 video coming very shortly. there as well. You can check out the GVM line, which is 425-920-6050. You can go over there, leave us a message about anything you'd like to talk about. You have questions, comments, concerns. You heard something you didn't like. You heard something you did like. You have more information. You want to call us jerk-offs. You go over there to do that and leave that over there. You can also write geekstuffog@gmail.com with those comments as well.
That's correct.
However, those comments likely not to be heard. But if you leave a voicemail over at the GVM, you're liable to be on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff or Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM Experience.
That's correct.
Over at SiriusXM, we're on Sirius 197, XM 202, alternating Saturdays at midnight in the East and 9 p.m. in the West.
That's right.
That's prime time, folks.
That is prime time.
That's L.A. prime time.
Word.
We are L.A. prime time, just saying. So there's all those things you can do. Brand new stuff coming down the pipe. T-shirts returning.
Oh.
As well as a new design. Hopefully we'll have those by our appearance at New York Comic Con.
That's right. New York Comic Con.
Yes, we will have a booth at New York Comic Con. We will be filming, singing, broadcasting, recording, interviewing.
Guests lined up.
We got people signing at the table. We're giving shit away. We have so much stuff going on, it's damn near sick.
It's going to be exciting. Just saying.
I would say very exciting.
I'm tremendously, perhaps exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Yes.
And so, yes, you can check that out. And one more thing to announce. Next Saturday, August the 28th, at the Nutley Museum in Nutley, New Jersey, we will be having Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the 200th episode celebration. Party, if you will. We'll be taping a live show, a live video show there.
Right.
With a live studio audience.
That's
you
right.
can be part of it. We'll be taking questions and comments and things from the audience, which will be great. We're going to have some Studio V stuff. We're going to have lots of stuff to give away. There'll be food.
There'll be food.
Beverages.
Beverages. Punch and pie.
Punch and pie. Yes, punch and pie. And, yeah, I mean, I think you couldn't ask for more than that. Could you, OG?
No, I don't think so. Go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. All of the information for the live event, as well as everything else we have going on in the future, New York Comic Con. It's going to be updated over there pretty frequently. So
at the Facebook.
It is.
What about the Twitter?
BK Geek Stuff and Geek Stuff OG.
Right, so two Twitter feeds to become
right,
part
BK
of
BK Geek
there.
Stuff is for the show. Geek Stuff is OG is mine. And, you know, we update content, what's going on.
There you go. So check out all of those options. Become a part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff
right.
by interacting with the show on all those different venues. So once again, Saturday, August 28th, Nutley Museum, Nutley, New Jersey. OG, you going to put up a link?
I will put up a link.
Okay.
It's all on the Facebook page. So
oh,
I'll put a link to the invitation on the Facebook page. And then,
okay.
You know.
Well, there it is. And bring a friend.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, free food, free
open invite.
Beverages.
That's right.
Crack cocaine not included.
Not included.
Geek Stuff DVD news.
Not a lot of DVDs to talk about this week. Dexter, the fourth season on regular and Blu-ray out this week.
I thought that came out last. Oh no, that was earlier today.
It was earlier tonight. Hamlet.
Yeah,
on his Hamlet on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
out on
you
DVD
know what?
This week.
I have to say. I'm a big fan of Dexter, of course, but I'm a big fan of Kenneth Branagh, as many people know. And there's nothing like Kenneth Branagh squeezing a six-hour performance into a four-hour film. So, you know, enjoy it. I know a lot of people think it's a fantastic film.
I didn't like it that much. Not
I think
my favorite.
It's beautiful.
I liked Much Ado better.
Production design-wise, it's a beautiful film. It is absolutely a beautiful film. No doubt about it. Everyone else's performance, with the exception of Gerard Depardieu, who was kind of iffy, and a lot of people have said Robin Williams, a little iffy, Billy Crystal, a little iffy, but these are not Shakespearean-trained actors,
right.
It should be said. But the performance I liked least in the film, I have to say, is Kenneth Branagh's.
Right.
As he rushes through the complete text of Hamlet, which, of course, is immense. My favorite Kenneth Branagh, of course, and many people agree, is his performance of Iago in
Othello,
which he did not direct.
No, that
a lot
is
of
not
people
his.
Think he directed that, but he did not.
Right.
That was, I think, by far his best film performance. And no, it's not What's his name? From
I liked Harry Potter. I like Much Ado a lot. I thought his performance.
What's his name in Harry? Gilroy.
It was your favorite performance is him in Wild Wild West.
Oh dear God, no! frightening.
A DVD, not really something that came out this week, but the news this week: Batman Beyond, the complete series,
right?
That's coming out sometime later this fall. I'm thinking like Novemberish. I think is what I heard.
So this is the third try to get people to buy this stuff. Initially, it was like one or two episodes per disc. Then they put out seasons, and now they're putting out the complete. So prepare to clear your shelves off, and you can get it all in one. I guess that's going to be Blu-ray, yeah?
You know what? I didn't actually hear
whether
or not it's Blu-ray or not. It's definitely November 23rd is the date, and I'm not sure if it's going
to
be Blu-ray.
We'll have to check with Best Buy Billy.
Yes.
On that one. Okay. And, of course, there is another bit of DVD news, but we will save that for the – oh, this is the second segment.
Well, we'll save it for the – that relevance part? Of that part of the segment.
Okay. All right. Sure. Let's do that.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics to check out.
Handful, right?
Any idea what they might be, OG?
I probably can name most of them.
We'll sandwich cookie this, sir. We'll put the bad on the outside and the good in the middle. How you feel about that?
Bendy, rotten Oreo.
Like a sick Oreo, yeah. Ew, Hydrox, all bendy.
They're nasty. And then they had the vanilla ones.
No, can I ask you a question before we go on with this? The dark part of the Oreo?
Yeah.
Flavor is that?
Brown.
It's not even bright. It's black.
It's black. It's
like it's, ash.
It's gets soggy in milk. That's how flavor
it's
is.
It's like silly ash. I can't.
It's mush. It's,
I don't know what it is.
It's the part you don't eat.
Focus. Focus.
You twist them.
Comics.
You're like,
trying to get you out of here, OG, and you're just getting lost in the joke. From Dark Horse, it's Star Wars Legacy number 50. It's the final issue of the best Star Wars comic ever done, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably one of the only ones that I've been reading long term. Awesome storyline. It's great that it has new characters, new original characters. It's not a billion bounty hunters. It's not a billion troopers. Not there's anything wrong with that. It's
no,
not
there
Luke,
isn't.
Han, and Leia. You know, it's
yeah,
it's
and
new,
it's
new and it's fresh and
they've
different.
They've done a lot of pre-Star Wars stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
and they've done a lot of episodes. You know, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, right. They've done all those things. They've done a lot of like Knights of the Old Republic and all that. This takes place a couple of decades, generations after Luke Skywalker. So. Cade Skywalker is a great character. What a transition, and it's over. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's sort of over.
Rumor has it it's going to continue in Star Wars Legacy War.
That's confirmed.
Oh, that is confirmed.
That's not even rumor anymore.
Oh.
Star Wars, since we first started recording tonight.
Till now, you were able to confirm that?
I've confirmed it.
Nice.
Star Wars Legacy War. Well, we will see Cade and some of those people from that book return.
Okay.
The return of Darth Crate, for those of you who follow that book back in this book, and some other stuff.
A pair of pulpy books from Dynamite to check out. It's the Lone Ranger 23. I got to say, man, Brett Matthews has found his niche writing-wise. I mean, this book is really, really well-written. Sergio Cariello handling the art. John Cassaday doing the terrific covers on the book. It's Western. It's superhero-type action. It's terrific. Absolutely terrific stuff. Check it out. Lone Ranger 23. And we've been talking about this character for a while. It's the latest Phantom book. It's called The Last Phantom. And it's from Dynamite.
I just don't like the Phantom.
I love
the sci-fi Phantom. Show I didn't like.
Oh, that was
Billy Zane I don't like.
Yeah.
Just I'm sorry. I'm not a big I know you're a big Phantom fan.
I am.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, in addition to the 38 covers, all of which you can see on the back page.
Right.
The covers are by Alex Ross. It's written by Scott Beatty, illustrated by Eduardo Ferrigato, Mr. Robot. Eduardo. Oh, it was funny if I didn't screw it up the second time. It's terrific art. I haven't had a chance to read the story yet, but one assumes if you know anything about the Phantom, of course, has been a mantle passed down from generation to generation over hundreds of years. There have been the Phantom protecting Africa from pirates or something weird like that. And this one is no different, except this one, for some reason, being called The Last Phantom. So I'm going to be curious to find out why that is. And on the sad bookend end of this, a brand new trade from Marvel, like no trade you've never ever seen before. Someone explain this to me, because I just don't get it anymore. Marvel Man Classic Volume 1. This collects material from Marvel Man 25 and 34, which originally done back in the 50s, in right. the original black and white.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with the black and white.
It's on newsprint.
That I have a problem with. Especially with the price that they're whacking you for.
Yeah, 35 bucks this book runs you.
What are you paying for the cover art? Is that
what it
is?
Oh, what? The Joe Quesada
did
piece?
Did you not pay for it enough when you bought the poster?
Or whatever else. It appeared somewhere else, too, didn't it? Wasn't it like the incentive cover for the first issue of Family Classic,
I think so.
Or something?
Yeah,
it's absolutely newsprint. It's black and white images on newsprint. It's so poorly produced that even the Marvel Man story, which has artwork from the covers, you can't even see the artwork. This book is an embarrassment to Marvel Comics, an embarrassment to Marvel Man, the character, and I would like to scream from the rooftops, whoever is responsible for this should be killed.
And there it is.
It's clean black and white art. There's no reason this art, A, couldn't have been colored, or at the very least, B, put on archival white paper.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me. I mean, not putting it on decent paper. I mean, that's just
They're
ridiculous.
Reproducing full-color covers in black and white. You can't even see them.
There's no logic to that. I don't have a problem with them not colorizing that which was originally black and white.
Oh,
but I do have a problem with how they're choosing to print it.
This is just a sin. This is a sin. Mick Anglo should be really, really upset about this. Holy cow. You know, in the back, by the way, in the back there are a few color pages. It's actually Marvel Man covers from the 50s that they've inserted on archival paper in full color. You know, with the editor's letters from a couple of those issues. Again, it's material from 25 to 34. I don't know if it's complete, though. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's complete.
I hear you.
If it's complete issues or not, I just don't know. But this is a sin. This is a real, a crying shame, this is. So, way to go, Marvel. Another embarrassing product.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product to talk about tonight. So, I want to get into a Star Wars product from Celebration, but I'm going to wait until we start talking about that. Let's just talk about this one real quick, OG.
Okay.
It's from Triad Toys, from their Gun for Hire line. It's a creator-owned line from Triad. 12-inch figure of Tyrus. Great Omega 12-inch body. I think that was created by Triad Toys. Am I right on that? I think I am. Open up the pack to reveal all sorts of weaponry. He's fully kitted out with pouches, vest, pads, clips, belts. He's got some tattoo work. What a terrific head sculpt on him, too. Really creepy dude. With a great real hair mohawk on his head. Comes with, as I said, all sorts of guns and equipment and so on. A sort of headphone piece, like a Bluetooth thing. Some sort of weird sort of hockey assault mask or something like that. It's a terrific piece on a great body. You're going to be able to pose this guy any way you want. If you're collecting the Triad Toys, this is a great addition to that collection. If you're setting up dioramas or displays of 12-inch, this is a perfect guy to use as a, you can use him as a bad guy or a good guy, depending on the situation. A great character. They have full flavor text on the back about who this guy is in the sort of grand sphere of the Gun for Hire series, the creator-owned, created section.
The original stuff.
Yes, the original stuff. Of course, Triad Toys, they have a bunch of licenses, and we're dying for some of them to get to us, some of those pieces, and we are very excited. House being one of their licenses.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's the house music.
Foreman.
Yeah, it's actually House and Foreman, I think, in Series 1. So I think it would be awesome if 13 was
I was
going to
say
one.
13, right? That's the one you want?
What? Olivia Wilde is so hot.
Cutthroat Bitch.
And what? Cutthroat Bitch? She's dead, yo.
I want the the cow pen diorama, you know, face down.
With the bullet. In the, yeah. That's terrible. That's Kuttner, by the way. Right? Isn't
well,
wasn't he
Cal
Kuttner?
Penn is the actor, but yeah, Kuttner is the character.
Yeah, yeah. I like, what's her name, too? Jennifer Morrison? She'd be a cool action figure. I could do dirty. I mean, posable. I mean,
let's just,
display things.
Let's just move forward.
Just saying. So check it out. It's Triad Toys. Latest from Triad Toys in their Gun for Hire line. The Elite Ballistic Support Tyrus. So there it is. Check them out. I think it's TriadToys.com, OG, right?
Yes,
TriadToys.com. It is indeed. Check out all their fine products over there at that website. And all right, let's get into it. I went down to Florida.
You did go down to Florida.
I went to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
You did go there.
In the Universal Islands of Adventure.
Yes.
I can really sum this up in like 3 minutes.
And go.
It was like five things to see. In the section.
Right.
So if you're imagining, I'm going to spend the entire day in this wonderful Harry Potter park, you are, but not because there's so much to see, but because the lines to see the stuff that's there are immense. Okay, so when you, most of everything that you're going to appreciate about Wizarding World of Harry Potter is facade.
Right.
Meaning it's made to look very cool and very, you know, like Harry Potter stuff that you've seen in the movies.
Like in, I think it's primarily Diagon Alley.
It is. When you first walk in through an archway, though, you see the train and the platform.
Right.
Can't go up on the platform, but you can go in front of the train and it has whatever the half number is. On
right.
It.
Platform that's, 9 3/4.
Yeah, whatever it is. And there's some British gentlemen in the conductor outfits who will come around. You can take pictures with them. And then traveling on that side, let's call it the right side of the park.
Okay.
Okay. You have what was formerly known as the Double Dragon.
The Dueling Dragons.
Dueling Dragons is now the Dragon Challenge.
From Goblet of Fire.
From Goblet of Fire. Right? So they pretty much redecoed the roller
that
coaster.
Ride. Okay.
Right. So that's that. Also on that side, you have a large tabled area in the shade. And when it's 104 degrees, you want that.
Right.
On that
feel
side,
like 102.
Yeah. On that side also is the Owl Post, which is a gift store.
Okay.
Very cool.
Right.
Lots of animatronic owls and packages stacked up really high.
That's like the post office.
And bird poo.
Oh.
Yeah. Also in there you can buy wands.
Nice.
Because next to the Owl Post gift shop is the Ollivander's
wand shop.
Wand shop. Which actually you get into a, you can actually get to the gift shop from the back door to the Owl Post.
Okay.
Where there's a small line. Or you can get in the much longer line. And Marie from Hippo Juice, who was nice enough to come with me, and also Royce from Hippo Juice, nice enough to come with me to both that event, put me up to stay, and to come with, not only come with me to Celebration 5, but also film stuff for us.
Nice.
Stuff you'll be able to check out on the website soon. So thanks to them for that. Hippojuice.com. So there. I got it all in. I love Marie. So so after waiting online, they take about 30 people at a time into the wand shop, and it's the wand shop. You
right.
know, just like the movie, wands 20 feet high, all individual boxes, all actually have wands in them.
Okay.
We found out. They pick, the wand guy comes out and he picks somebody from the audience and there's this whole little scene with the wand and things interact and it's cute. And then you're led from there into the Owl Post gift shop. Okay. So now you're moving, let's say we're moving towards Hogwarts Castle, which is, if you imagine a triangle, we're coming up the right side of the triangle. Hogwarts Castle is at the top. Just before you get to Hogwarts Castle, on that right side is an area where the choir, the Hogwarts choir, will come out. They sing songs with, like, puppet frogs.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what that's all about.
I'm not sure what that's about.
Then you proceed to get in line for the Hogwarts Castle. Now, you can get in line if you want to go on the ride, or you can do the walking tour. We decided to do the walking tour because the ride line was like an hour and a half long. And on the walking tour, you see things that people who are in line don't see. But part of the time, you're kind of walking next to the people in line. So you see some of the things that they see. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so we made a turn where the people went one way, we went another way. We went into a staircase that actually had a bunch of paintings that have this whole scene conversation with each other. It was awesome. Really well done. Not just like flat screen TVs tacked to the wall with cheapo frames.
Yeah.
They were actually really well done. Really well done. They textured the screen. It looks like canvas. Excellent. Really, really awesome. And the people online don't get to see that.
The people on the ride.
On the ride line don't get to see that. Some of the things we both got to see were the Gryffindor Gate, which also had a speaking person on it.
Right.
The Dumbledore office, which has Dumbledore up in a balcony, and it's they're somehow projecting him on some sort of glass or something where he is a bit 3D.
It's kind of like the head in the crystal ball in Disney's Haunted Mansion.
Okay, for those of you that know that. But it is some sort of 3D experience, and there's a story that goes along with the ride, and they're preparing you with parts of it as you move through the castle. Tour.
Okay, right? That's interesting.
Yeah, and then you get to another part of the castle, and there's Harry, Hermione, and Ron, and they're up in a little balcony, again, sort of a 3D experience, and they do, and circa film 4, by the way. And Ron does something, and it starts snowing in the room, which is really cool. It is cool. It's a cool effect or whatever. And then you kind of, at that point, you're kind of right at the ride, or you're leaving the walking tour.
Okay.
We kind of shoved Marie over, and we told the guy, we're like, she's a single rider. Oh, okay. And he just kind of put her right on the ride.
Nice.
So that was cool. You exit the ride and the walking tour through a huge gift shop where you can buy everything.
Well, you got to have one of those.
They're everywhere. Mugs, robes, brooms.
Hats.
They were out of Marauder maps.
Oh, nice.
But I really wanted one, but they were out of them. All sorts of stuffed animals and all sorts of things. Hermione's cat. These sorts of things.
Crookshanks.
Yes, Crookshanks. Thank you. And all sorts of those things you buy at the gift shop. Okay, now you come out of the gift shop. We're going down the left side of the triangle.
Okay.
Right? So if the flat part's at the bottom and the point is Hogwarts. By the way, the Hogwarts castle outside looks really awesome. And it looks like it's humongous.
A little forced perspective.
But
almost.
I think it's a little forced perspective. But it still looks awesome. And it's menacing and it's huge. And you think when you're in there that you're in there, but you're not really in there.
Right.
Because I think the whole ride kind of takes place underneath. Oh, and about the ride. If you're over 6'2 or like a heavier fella.
Right.
You're not getting in this ride.
Yeah, you know, it's tough titties, people.
Yeah. Haven't there been some complaints?
There have been. There's a couple people. I think someone's trying to sue right now. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, rides are made a certain way.
Yep.
There are safety regulations that are in effect.
For a reason.
And the same way someone who is too short cannot ride a certain ride because they don't fit safely in the seat.
Right.
Someone who is too big cannot ride in that ride.
So go over.
And if you're too big, I'm sorry to say it, but
you're out of luck.
You're out of luck.
Go to Casual Male and buy some clothes.
There are some rides I can't ride anymore.
Tall and fat
store.
Too tall.
Not too fat. Too tall on some rides.
Tall and fat store. Casual Male.
It happens.
Anyway, so now we're coming down sort of the other side of the triangle, okay? On the other side of the triangle, so we're coming down the point, Sarah, on the left, from the point being Hogwarts.
Right.
On that side, you get a bunch of facades for stores that you can't go in because they're closed.
Right.
But they're not ever intended to be open. And a lot of them have, like, you know, sort of animatronic or moving parts. One of the ones I really liked was actually on the other side was, like, the sports store where they sold Quidditch equipment.
Oh, nice.
And they had an open Quidditch box and the...
The balls, like...
Yeah, the ones that move on the ends. What are they called?
Are they the bludgers, maybe?
I don't think. The bludgers like a bat, right?
I don't know.
Whatever the ones that
Quaffle,
move,
maybe?
Whatever those are. They were, like, moving, but they're chained in the box. Right. And that was really a cool display. Things you can actually do on that side. There's a butterbeer stand where you can buy the confection that is known as butterbeer. It is awesome. You must buy it frozen. You must buy it frozen.
Do they sell it any other way?
Yes, they sell it not frozen, just like, you know, a drink.
Right, okay.
But the frozen one, infinitely better. There's also a big, giant butter beer barrel. See, I slowed down because I knew I was going to screw that up. Butterbeer barrel in the center of the area where you can also get online to buy butterbeer. Pretty much you're getting online to do everything here. Okay? Continuing on that side, you have Hogshead Pub and the Three Broomsticks, which is the restaurant where you can eat at. Food's really good, cafeteria style, a lot of nice choices, shepherd's pie, a lot of British-y sort of foods, but like ribs and chicken,
right.
Corn on the cob. You can get butter beer there. At the Hogshead, you can get actual beer. And then continuing on that side, you have the candy store, which I always forget the name of, and Zoinks, which is the, isn't that the store the Weasley brothers opened?
Yes, that's their like prank store.
Prank store, yeah. And in there, they do sell some of the Weasley pranks. And in the candy store, they sell every confection ever mentioned in Harry Potter ever. Chocolate frogs, all flavor beams, chocolate wands, all sorts of things. I mean, there was tons. Of course, got to wait on a little line to get in. That's about it. That's about the whole place.
That's the whole the King Boo.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, the Ollivander's thing was a bit overrated. If the line was short, I would say maybe do it. Or there was no line at all, like say if you went in February.
Right.
The butterbeer, I had six of them, and I was sick by the end of the day, but they were delicious. Food was good at Three Broomsticks. I liked the Castle Tour. It was really cool. The gift shops, all of them were really cool. They had different stuff in the different gift shops, so you do want to check them all out. Great experience.
Nice.
Yeah. Then we went to Star Wars Celebration.
Okay.
And I was, shall we say, I was a little underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
Because I thought it would be, it's an international convention, of course.
Right.
It's been in different countries. It was in Japan. It was in Europe a couple of times.
Right.
And now it was in Florida. It was our chance to go because it was close. My chance, rather. And I went there, and I found it to be a little small, yet in 3 days, I still found things to do that took the entire day.
Well, that's good, you know? Though.
Let's talk about some of the things you saw.
Okay.
Full-size TIE Interceptor.
Not a fighter.
Not a fighter, like everyone's saying. It's actually a TIE Interceptor.
Okay.
That was awesome. A lot of those big sort of full-size things, they had like a speeder bike.
Like Ewoks, like ripping the guy off the bike or something?
I wish. It was a speeder bike and a like a front to the bunker
right.
Somebody had made. There was an awesome, awesome like tunnel from the Millennium Falcon. That was really strange.
That's kind of strange.
Cool.
Okay.
Stuff like that. A lot of that kind of stuff to see. Over the course of a couple of days... in a large area, I don't even want to speculate the size, but let's call it a large area, where there were tables upon tables, like, you know, picture like wrestling tables. Picture like 20 or 30 of them.
Right.
Right? Long and maybe like 6 or 7 of them deep.
Right.
Okay? And for days, you can go in and help out by putting together diorama pieces, and they made a huge 3¾ Battle of Hoth diorama.
Oh, nice.
Using Kenner action figures, old AT-ATs, new AT-ATs, old turrets, new turrets. People were making the tunnel ways in it also. There were trenches. There were lots of troopers. And then on Saturday, they got a product that you add a little water to it. It looks like sand. You add a little water, and it puffs up into snow.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. And then they were having people throw the snow on. It was really, really cool. So that was really cool to see. Plenty of shopping, lots of dealers having, well, let's face it, every single Star Wars product probably ever made or nearly so. I couldn't even begin to tell you. So much Star Wars stuff product-wise that I about lost my mind. There was an entire artist area. With artists that you know, Dave Dorman, I think. Was that one of them that was there? I think that was one of them that was there. There was a whole bunch of them there. They're all doing special pieces just for celebration. which you could buy, have signed, remarked, whatever. You can look on eBay. A lot of them are for sale on eBay now. So there's that. There was also an entire autograph area.
Nice.
Where you could meet, I mean, there must have been 30 people from the films and Clone Wars. And you can go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com in the near future. You can see some of the people we were able to talk to on camera at Celebration, which was very cool. We talked to Admiral Akbar.
Did he say it's a trap?
No. No, we didn't.
Boo.
But that was cool. We talked to a bunch of different people over there. D. Bradley Baker, who's the voice of Captain Rex from the Clone Wars, did a little piece with us. We talked to Daryl DePriest over at the Hasbro area about upcoming Star Wars stuff from Hasbro, which just continues to be amazing. I'm so screwed. You have no idea, OG.
So much coming out for you.
I'm so screwed. It's
cash
just
it in now.
Not even funny. Yeah, but back to the autograph area. And, of course, they had some big-name people, a little expensive, more expensive autographs. Most of the people autographing were, like, $20 a pop.
Okay.
There were a couple who were a little more. Ray Park was a little more. Mark Hamill was a little more. Carrie Fisher was a little more. Anthony Daniels was a little more. Of course, these are more key people, so maybe you expect that over an Admiral Akbar or a Greedo.
Well, yeah.
Or a Low Gray or a General Veers, you know, these kind of characters. I was able to get a whole bunch of signed characters, figures for my collection, which I was very happy about. Got to talk to a bunch of people. Talked to Mark Hamill.
Wow, look at
yeah.
you.
Talk to Mark Hamill about radio, kind of stuff we were doing. Mark oh. Hamill, maybe on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience.
Nice.
Yeah, so that could happen. Talk to Steve Sansweet, the head of Lucasfilm Fan Relations and has the largest Star Wars product collection on the planet. He's got like 5 hangar buildings full of Star Wars stuff. Invited us out to see the collection.
Very nice.
And maybe the Skywalker Ranch.
Ooh, wow. Yes, very
sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
I'd love to do that.
I know. You know, Production Tim, I told Production Tim that today. And
you know,
he's like,
shit himself.
Make sure my schedule's clear for that one. I'm like, yeah, I thought
I'm
you
sure,
would.
I'm sure.
So, yeah. So, let's talk about exclusives. A lot of people have an exclusive product created just for Celebration. I got to say, let's call it the top... Want to call it the top three? Hasbro.
Go.
Hasbro creates a brand new 2-pack, brand new sculpts of Zuckuss and Forlom, who are two of the bounty hunters.
On the bad cards.
Right.
The incorrect cards
from
the days of yore.
Exactly. In 1980, when they originally put these guys out, they put them on the wrong cards. Or rather, the right cards, but the wrong names were swapped.
Right.
So everyone thought Forlom was Zuckuss, and Zuckuss was Forlom. Okay. So in celebration of that, in celebration of the new sculpts and the new retro packaging that they're using, they made a special 2-pack with the two characters on the cards with the wrong names. Very cute.
Yeah, sure. It's cool. Nostalgic.
Number two, I think, would be the continuation of Gentle Giant's 12-inch... retro Star Wars figures. So Gentle Giant and Hasbro got together with Lucasfilm and said, we're going to take old school Star Wars 3 3/4, right? 5 points of articulation, hips, shoulders, and neck. We're going to blow them up to 12 inches, same deco, same articulation. We're going to put it on a giant card, giant retro card, 12 inch.
That's neat.
This one was Boba Fett, and
oh,
it was hugely
it.
Popular.
I'm sure.
Lines like you can't believe. They only had so many per day, but they were terrific. Absolutely terrific pieces. Check them out at the Image Gallery for this episode over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And finally, I got to say, probably the most popular one. I have to say this one was pretty popular. I don't know. It's got to be, I think, running neck and neck with Boba Fett. Disney has been doing... Star Wars versions of their characters, Goofy as Darth Vader, Minnie as Leia and Padme, and
Mickey as Luke, Mickey as Anakin,
Donald Duck as Han, and Donald Duck as a stormtrooper.
Chippendale as Ewoks.
That's true. Donald Duck as a stormtrooper has been, I think, the most popular one that they've done.
Okay.
It's the hardest one to get still. And now, to add to the difficulty, the exclusive at Celebration, sir, Donald Duck as a Shadow Trooper.
Jesus.
So it's Donald Duck in the Stormtrooper armor, but the Stormtrooper armor is black. Fantastic piece. Lots of people looking to get a hold of that one. You can check those out. I think at this point, you can only get those on eBay. You may be able to get Boba Fett's on General Giant's site, because I think once their orders were done, they were going to release some of them on the site. So you might still be able to get that one over there.
All right.
So there it is. That's about, well, no, we should say, of course, John Stewart interviewing George Lucas. And the two funny bits to come out of that, of course, one, Hasbro did a John Stewart trooper.
Right.
Or a Stew trooper. I think it was Stew Trooper.
With regular and bearded face.
Yes, with regular and goateed heads. One off. And he, of course, said he was going to open it, to which groans came up from the audience. Right. And George Lucas and R2-D2 presented that to John Stewart. And also, George Lucas announcing Star Wars on Blu-ray, not coming in 2010.
And not coming, the theatrical releases.
Right, and not the theatrical releases. Coming, the special editions coming in 2011 to Blu-ray. So that's pretty exciting.
Sure.
Yeah, and of course the rumors about live shows and stuff all squashed.
Right.
He did confirm, however, that they're currently writing series
five
of the Clone Wars, where series three hasn't even premiered yet.
And there was the deleted scene.
Yes. One of the things on the Blu-ray will be additional material that no one has ever seen, including Luke's entrance in Return of the Jedi, which has him creating his new lightsaber.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of underwhelmed by it, but it was cool.
I thought it was great.
And then, of course, I think Mark Hamill said that wasn't even him that was filming that. It was like,
no, it was him. He couldn't remember it.
Oh, really?
It was him. Yeah, he couldn't remember it until he saw it, and when he saw it, he remembered it.
Oh, okay.
And what's funny is Mark Hamill said that, you know, since he's entered the recluse phase of his career,
right?
You know that you know, he doesn't remember a lot until things are put in front of him or something like that. It's very funny. And Carrie Fisher came out, had a few funny lines also. So all in all, a nice experience.
How was David Prowse's speech?
Oh no, no, sir, no.
Too soon?
Not allowed, sir. Band. But that's Celebration 5 in a nutshell.
Nice.
Hello, I'm in a nutshell. And yeah, with that, let's take our final break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 202, Harry Potter Jedi Knight. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow. With
why,
your
aren't
little...
you, why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than
why
when
you,
it's updated and when the
you
website
have an
is.
Opinion.
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated three times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. InHisLikeness.com. I'll never be you. I'll never be you. I'll never be you. I'll never be you. No, I'll never be you.
Hey, what's up? This is Dan Cook from Good Luck Chuck. And you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. You know it. I'll never be, never be, wow. You.
What the fuck is happening?
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 202, Harry Potter, Jedi Knight.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we talked a little bit about Looney Tunes, CGI.
Whoa. There's a formula. So when you say,
I say,
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast?
I'm sorry to break your precious
formula.
And
now you say...
Tonight we talked about a Looney Tunes CGI hybrid movie a la the Yogi Bear movie that's coming out. No one cares.
Don't try to rush through the
no
wrap
one's
up.
No cared since Space Jam.
Don't try to rush through the wrap up just because you screwed up two other versions of this show.
No one cared about Back in Action. No one cares if Brendan Fraser needs a job.
Right. I talked about a pair of World of Warcraft pieces of news, a successful court ruling over a gaming company that was emulating them, as well as details about the Cataclysm Collector's set coming out very soon, the next expansion.
We also talked about the Terminator animated series that lived and died in a mere 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
In segment two of tonight's show, we talked about a couple of DVDs that came out this week. Really, the only thing I want to point out in particular is that we announced the Batman Beyond Complete series coming out in November this year. Not a whole lot that came out this week. Maybe a couple of things you want to check out.
In comics, we talked about Dark Horse Star Wars Legacy number 50, the final issue. Speaking of final, The Last Phantom, number one, from Dynamite Entertainment. Also from Dynamite, it's the Lone Ranger 23, and an embarrassment from Marvel Comics. It's Marvel Man Classic, Volume 1, hardcover. What a disappointment. $35 for a black and white newsprint book. It's a disgrace. They should be ashamed.
In the product review section of tonight's show, we talked about Triad Toys and their Gun for Hire line. We have a piece here in the studio that we talked about.
It's the Elite Ballistic Support Tyrus Killamall. Killamall.
Oh, get it?
But it's spelled K-I-L-E-M-A-H-L. Oh, I missed that before. How funny is that? To check out more about this product, go over to triadtoys.com. Great 12-inch figure. You'll find many uses for them in your collection.
Then we moved on to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Star Wars Celebration 5, both of which Big Kev attended. And was slightly underwhelmed, but still had a good time.
Still plenty of stuff to do and see in both cases, and I'm glad I went. Thanks again to Marie and Royce from HippoJuice.com. Check those guys out. They're cool. One of them's hot. And
I think that's it.
Just a few reminders, of course. Check us out on SiriusXM Radio. The Big Kev's Geek Stuff SiriusXM experience is alternating Saturdays at midnight in the east, prime time in the west, 9 p.m.
That's right. August 21st is the next one.
Right. And you can also check out everything we're doing. Videos, Studio V's, Celebration 5 videos, all sorts of stuff over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. T-shirts going to make a return soon.
Right.
Some new designs we think you're going to love. Those are over there as well. Also, August 28th at 8 p.m. at the Nutley Museum in New Jersey, you can join us for Big Kev's Geek Stuff 200th episode celebration party. Where we'll be doing a live show, and not live like we're broadcasting, but live as in we'll have a live studio audience. We'll take questions from people in the audience, and we'll have food and folks and fun and guests and things to do and see, and we'll be chatting, and we'll be giving stuff away. There'll be punch and pie, so much stuff.
And you're all invited, so you should come out.
Everyone is invited, yes.
And of course, just quickly, New York Comic Con coming right around the pipeline, 6 weeks away.
Right around
October,
the corner.
8th, 9th, and 10th, we will be there.
What are we up to, 8 signing guests at our booth?
We're confirmed at 6 with a possible 8.
Right. There you go.
I think next week we're going to be talking about a product from at least one of those guests.
Oh, is that right?
I think so, yes.
Are they doing a...
Oh, maybe two, actually, from two of those guests.
A Big Kev's Geek Stuff exclusive product?
No.
No, why would they? But we're going to have a lot of announcements on that starting next week, and we'll be announcing something every week starting next week about our appearance at New York Comic Con, so come down, join us there. We'll have giveaways there as well. We'll have stuff... There's so much stuff going on at that thing, I can't even wrap my head around it all.
And don't forget, if there's anything you want to hear us talk about or questions about anything we talked about on tonight's episode, you can give us a call at the GVM. That's 425-920-6050. The Geek voicemail. Leave us a message.
Absolutely. And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, or Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience. And with that, I will close the show as I close all Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast. Good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.